the more you notice, the more empathy you could have. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. For the next 3 weeks, we're just going to do some one-off topics. And after that, we'll start a new series. I'm going to be traveling in the next couple of weeks, but that's okay. I'm going to try and make sure we post anyway and pre-record some stuff. So today, I want to just pick off from last week. Last week, we talked about mindful living and being in the moment and what that means. But I want to just discuss today the concept of living mindfully and how it strengthens not only getting the most out of the moment, but also improving our relationships. And this is a fascinating concept. So a number of years ago, they did a study in New York where, or somewhere in the States, where they actually were able to prove scientifically that since the introduction of the smartphone, levels of empathy have gone down. Now let's just stop and pause for a second and understand what empathy is. In relationships, empathy is essentially noticing the emotional state of someone else and putting yourself in their shoes, putting yourself in their situations, connecting to how they feel. We have this in Jewish sources, this concept of Hanoseh Be'ol Im Chaviro, to share a load with a friend, to actually participate in the challenge that they're going through. We have this in the positive, being really happy when they are happy, but being happy for them, with them, because connecting to the way they feel in a good way. The issue is, however, in order to have empathy, particularly in relationships, in order to feel when someone is going through a tough time, when someone is down, when someone is being challenged, you need to learn the art of noticing. We need to be able to read people's body language, people's nuances, people's code words, people's facial expressions. It's not always easy. The more we are with someone and the more we pay attention, the more we notice. The more we notice, the more empathy we can have, the more we can put ourselves into their world. Not everything is said, not everything is communicated clearly with words. Some things are expressed and connected and communicated with nuances, with body language, with facial expression, with emotional expressions and manifestations. And the more we notice, the more we have empathy. Which is why they discovered that since the introduction of the smartphone, people stop noticing so much, because we're not looking at each other enough. We're not observing each other enough. Even just in society in general. I remember the time when we used to walk by a bus stop and people going to work in the morning, there'd be 20, 30 people waiting for the same bus, and people were chatting with each other. People striked up conversations with each other. Even simple mundane things, which, by the way, there are studies that talk about longevity being affected by just casual connections, let alone deeper connections. Today, you go past a bus stop and there's not one person talking to another. Everyone is buried in their phone, watching, listening, reading, whatever the case might be. We're not looking around, we're not noticing. Part of the art of mindful living is not just paying attention on purpose to the present moment, getting the depth and connecting to the soul of the present moment, as we talked about last week, but part of it is actually really noticing others, learning to notice. And noticing comes with two things. It comes with time and it comes with attention. So we need to want to notice, we need to pay attention, and then we need to observe. When you observe, you notice. The longer you look at a painting, the more detail you'll pick up. The more you look at a tree, the more details you will look up. You will find, you will discover. And therefore, in strengthening our relationships, we need to really not just listen. Listening is one part. Listening is part of listening. Is also the same thing. Listening with intent. Active listening. Listening to really understand the other person. But it's more than just listening. We have to read them, observe them, notice them. And then we can connect on a deeper level. And that's a very important component, a very important part of mindful living. Let's dwell on this for a few moments, and just to understand how this works and to internalize the message. So I want you to just to relax and get yourself into a comfortable position. And when you're ready, just close your eyes. Just to create awareness and consciousness, just pay attention to your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Just get in tune with the rhythm of life. As you pay attention, I want you to visualize a sunny day. Imagine yourself walking into a garden and noticing a tree. A beautiful tree. A tree with leaves, a tree with flowers, a tree with color. Picture in your mind one of those trees, a tree that you've seen once before. Tree that you've noticed in someone's garden or in your own. Just picture in your mind that tree. And think to yourself as you look at this tree in your mind, have I noticed the details? Are there leaves with different colors in it? What shade of green are some of the leaves? Are there flowers with different petals that have different colors? What's the size of the branches? Are they long? Are they short? Are they curvy? Are they straight? And imagine yourself gazing intently at the tree, every few moments picking up different detail. Think about single petals, think about single leaves. Individual flowers, crevices and dents in the wood and in the branches and in the trunk. How long is the trunk? Looking at the tree quickly won't give you this detail. Imagine yourself gazing at the tree intently, strongly. Do we observe our loved ones that way? Can we pick up their signals, their codes? Think of a loved one, what they look like when they're not happy, what they look like when they are happy. Do you know their facial expression? Do you know the way they sit, their body language? Are you aware? Do you notice? Come back to where you are and just resolve to spend a few moments each day at home, among others, putting away your phone, looking intently, observing, focusing with intention, on purpose, paying attention. Start to notice. Let's notice. You can practice this in a garden just every day. Practice noticing. Take something, a tree, a bush, a flower bed, a hill, and just look for a while and pick up detail. Learn to notice, the art of noticing. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.